وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد. أيها الأحبة في الله، أحييكم بتحية الإسلام، فسلام الله عليكم ورحمته وبركاته. Just our reminder very quickly today inshallah about the situation of disbelievers when they will face hellfire in the day of judgment. They will realize that they were wrong. They used to lie to other people around them, even they used to lie to themselves. They knew this is something wrong, but they forced themselves to go in the same direction, even they know this is wrong. Like a lot of us, sometimes we realize this is wrong action, but we're still forcing ourselves to go in the bad direction or opposite direction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us one situation of those people in the day of judgment, when they will suddenly found themselves in front of hellfire. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ. You could see those people when they stand before hellfire. There is no hope for them anymore because they found the real result or real consequences of their actions in worldly life. The first word they will say, they will regret. They will, this is the same situation when we have some time to realize that we did wrong. The first word they will, we will say, we are sorry, O Allah. Or to say sorry for your brother and that you did something wrong. وَلَوْ تَرَى إِذْ وُقِفُوا عَلَى النَّارِ فَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدْ. We wish if we come back to our worldly life. Huh? What they will do if they return back? قَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدْ وَلَا نُكَذِّبْ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We will not deny the signs of our Lord. And we will be among believers. These the two wishes that people of hellfire will wish. But if we have the chance to practice with these two wishes today, why not? Huh? Not to deny Allah's signs, Allah's ayat, Allah's verses, just to believe in ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to be with believers. That's it. It's very easy for us to accomplish these two wishes today. It's easy access. Before it might be too late, like those people. When Allah explained for us, this is what will happen. It's already, you know, confirmed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just be careful and do not follow the footsteps of those bad people. And you would regret in that time in the day of judgment. Just to keep in mind, you have a chance to believe in Allah's ayat and to be with believers to avoid this bad situation in the day of judgment. This is our reminder today, inshallah. وَقَالُوا يَا لَيْتَنَا نُرَدْ وَلَا نُكَذِّبَ بِآيَاتِ رَبِّنَا وَنَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We have the chance now to do this amazing job, to believe in Allah's ayat, in the revelations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to stay with the believers, with the mu'mineen, with the group of Muslims, inshallah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah forgive all of us. May Allah help all of us to learn about our real religion and to practice our religion, to stay firm in our religion. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.